Hey everybody, it's Corey Poindexter here with
Bob Feckety.
And today on Small Package, we're giving you a quick recap and summary of Money in the Bank pay-per-view immediately after the Money in the Bank pay-per-view.
It's coming at you hot and fast.
Right here on Small Package.
Woohoo!
Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome back to Small Package. This is a special edition of Small Package, post Money in the Bank.
Real quick one for you guys, just wrapping up right after the pay-per-view.
We are
immediate impressions, because there's a lot to talk about,
and
Corey wants to go
right now.
We
will talk about it all. We will talk about it more in depth during the week. We are exhausted. I know I am emotionally spent. Mm-hmm. It was a very happy birthday for me today on June 19th. So we opened up Money in the Bank. Golden Truth defeated Breeze Dango.
Sure, whatever.
They were very tan. New outfits for Breeze Dango. Lucha Dragons defeated the Dudleys.
Because sure, whatever.
Whatever. The pre-show got rearranged on us last minute, so no predictions for that. New Day retained against Enzo and Cass.
Called it.
The club
going
and
for
bought
the record.
Billions. Yes.
Going for the record.
Bob had a great day.
It was a good match. I thought it was really confusing at the end who was the legal man, and I don't think
there was a lot
they actually pinned the legal man.
No, because... it was either Gallows or Anderson. I can't remember. One of them tagged Aiden English on the butt while he was up on Biggie's shoulders. And then there was a lot of confusion. Somehow, I know that Kofi was legal because he tagged Big E while he had, whether Gallows or Anderson, on the shoulder. He tagged Big E. So he was the legal man, but Aiden English was not. But regardless, New Day retains. We'll skip all the promos and everything. Baron Corbin defeated Dolph Ziggler.
Who cares? Whatever.
It was a good match, but
it was a good match.
Stories,
but it went on way too long.
Yeah, it was
they really
very
dragged
long.
It out.
It was too long for what it was. But good wrestling, great spots. But ultimately, hopefully, the story is over and they move on from the feud. Mm-hmm. Then we got Charlotte and Brooke defeating Becky and Natalya. I thought it was a fine match.
It was an okay
good
match.
Work.
But then the big thing at the end, we have Natty turning heel on Becky.
Yeah, Natty hit Becky from behind and knocked Becky out.
She didn't look happy about it.
No, it definitely looked like Natalya has had enough of losing and she's turning heel, which is fine. They need more heels in the women's division anyway.
Especially with the brand split.
Yes, especially with the brand split. Moving right along, Apollo Crews defeated Sheamus in a very, very short match.
Yeah, I called that. They just got to be putting over their new talent.
Yeah, and very strong hitting. A lot of brutal moves in the short amount of time there was. Including a great belly-to-belly over-the-top rope.
Yeah, that was great.
What a spot.
Suplex.
Yeah, it was a belly-to-belly delivered against Sheamus, so Sheamus went outside. It was a great spot. Crews picks up the victory. Then AJ Styles, John Cena. AJ Styles picks up the win with the help of the club.
Oh, yeah. Nice, dirty finish. Great heel work. Finally gives AJ a win on the main scene. You know, so...
Yeah, and the the club came after the referees were knocked out, so no one saw it. Definitely we'll be hearing about this tomorrow on Raw, among other things. So the next thing, Money in the Bank ladder match. There were some amazing spots. We don't have time to go through all of it, but just a quick note, Kevin Owens faking running up the ladder on the outside. Great heel move. Alberto Del Rio did a cross arm breaker on Cesaro at the top of the ladder, which led to Kevin Owens super kicking ADR in the face as he hung backwards off the ladder. And then Cesaro, who was the receiver of the cross arm breaker, jumps off the ladder, springboards off the ropes into a spinning uppercut on KO.
That ladder to springboard uppercut was just
absolutely
amazing.
It was unreal. And then we also had Zayn doing a Michinoku driver. Yeah, there we go. Michinoku driver on KO on the edge of a ladder. So it was not flat.
That was brutal. That was brutal to see.
It was very scary. And then they did a spot where they put ladders propped up on the inside of the rungs so that there was two ladders going from the turnbuckles diagonal across the ring to the main ladder in the middle, and all six men up on the ladders fighting it out. And ultimately, Dean Ambrose comes down.
Oh, yeah. He just stands tall, stands proud at the top of that ladder.
And real quick, today was June 19th. It was my birthday. I am from Cincinnati. I am a huge Dean Ambrose mark. And Bob can attest, I lost my fucking mind.
Oh, yeah. He was about to just cry.
But there was more mind losing for me to come. So
moving on,
Rusev defeated Titus O'Neil. It was a pretty quick match, and then Rusev
healing in front of the family.
Oh yeah, the kids of Titus O'Neil were ringside, and Rusev came up after the match and said, "See your father? He is a loser. Happy Father's Day." And then Machka and walked away.
Right, while putting him in an accolade at one point, being like, "Look at your children.
Look at them." Finally, we had Rollins versus Reigns, and this was a slow match. It was very well paced.
It dragged on.
I thought it was well paced.
I thought it dragged at the beginning.
It did. I will admit, it started off pretty slow. A lot of back and forth work between the two of them. It picked up. Seth Rollins went for what we thought was going to be a sunset flip powerbomb. Ultimately, he ran Roman across the ring and tossed him into the turnbuckle in the corner. But it showed that he wasn't afraid for the knee anymore. Roman really seemed heelish for most of the match, and which I think storyline-wise,
doing a lot of no selling, just kind of,
and also this the way he was sweeping the leg,
being angry looking, just brooding around,
a lot of heel work. Hopefully that's interesting in the storyline going forward. And so ultimately, after a barricade spot where Rollins dodged and Reigns took a hard hit, Reigns got back in the ring. He went for a corner, a coast to coast. Corner to corner diagonal spear that was mid air countered by Seth Rollins into a pedigree.
Oh my goodness!
Spot of the night.
That
possible? Oh, I don't know. It's up there between the spinning springboard uppercut and that. But that move was bananas.
Yeah, that'll be gift and all over the internet for the rest of the year.
And then ultimately at the end, Seth Rollins hits another pedigree. 1, 2, 3. Roman Reigns defeated. Roman Reigns
loses clean in the middle of the ring.
Oh, but ladies and gentlemen, even though the show was 22 minutes over at that point, we were not done. Hit the music. Boom. Here we go. Dean Ambrose, nowhere to be seen, but his music's playing. Is he really going to cash in? Is it going to be mind games?
He's not coming down the ramp. Where is he?
Dean Ambrose from behind with the briefcase. He runs up to the ref. We're not sure if it's mind games or not.
Oh, he's still not sure.
He's standing there. He's holding the briefcase. He shoves it into the referee's arms.
It's on.
They ring the bell. Lillian Garcia comes on like the voice of the heavens. Dean Ambrose is cashing in at Money in the Bank. He comes into the ring. He faces off against Seth Rollins. They square off for a moment. He hits Seth Rollins.
Immediately into the dirty deeds.
Right into the dirty deeds. 1, 2, 3. Dean Ambrose leaves Money in the Bank pay-per-view your new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And I have to just say, this has been the best birthday weekend of all time.
I honestly thought Corey was about to puke.
I
honestly thought he was so excited.
Oh my God.
Jumping and sweating and trying to not shout his mind out.
I am not ashamed to admit I'm a huge mark for Dean Ambrose, and I love the shit out of him, and I'm so happy that he has the title. Overall, great weekend. Had friends, beers, wrestling, and Dean Ambrose winning not only Money in the Bank, but the title. I couldn't be any happier. So, real quick, what would you give the show? Either thumbs up, thumbs down, or out of five, or ABCD, what would you give it?
I'd give it a thumbs up.
How many thumbs up out of five?
You know, it was good. I'm just a little upset.
What are you upset about?
The fact that they had a really great storyline set up, and then they're just like, yep, done. Let's just pull it all right now. Go.
You mean with the briefcase and everything?
Yeah, I mean, they already spent the money in the bank. It's already done. Like,
I guess that is true, and you can't prolong it, but I will say that with a face winning it, it's not a face tactic to necessarily drag it out for months and months and months where it's like, you know, it's more of a heel move to constantly come to ringside with the briefcase. When a heel wins it, it's typically,
I suppose that's true.
A face wins it, it's with a face, it's easier to just cash in quickly.
But it just seems
like, but it was a feel good like, moment. And Roman doesn't have the belt anymore.
Yeah, no, I will say WWE is notorious for being very much always doing the same thing and always taking the safe road. And in my predictions, I say, you know, doesn't matter what I think or want is going to happen. Roman's going to win clean. And that was my guess.
You were right for most of the night, but not when it mattered most.
No, I was completely... Not only did Roman lose clean to Seth, Seth immediately lost clean to Dean.
I mean, it was... Man, it was... What a night. I mean, looking at it, I mean, Golden Truth and Breezango was what... I mean, it didn't really matter. It was a feel-good moment for them, and it was funny with Breezango. Lucha Dragons match didn't matter. New Day was a feel-good moment. Corbin beating Ziggler is, you know, it doesn't really matter. Charlotte, Brooke, Natty,
is that Becky. Hopefully that's done.
Yeah, well, yeah. Brooke, Natty, Charlotte, you know, it that match, while it didn't really matter, at least I was emotionally invested in it. It wasn't a feel-good moment, but it definitely...
It surprised.
It surprised. Cruz Sheamus was fine. It really, again, was one of those matches that didn't really matter too much. But, you know, it was a fine match. Cena versus Styles was... I think it lived up to the hype. It was a great match.
That was a lot of good moments there. A lot of great...
And the pacing was good.
Yeah.
They didn't burn it out immediately, but it didn't feel slow. Mm-hmm. You know, Money in the Bank lived up to the hype as well. Amazing, yeah, Money in the Bank.
Great spots in Money in the Bank.
Rusev and Titus didn't have a lot of time, but they did what they could with it. Rusev did amazing heel work with it. And then that whole championship segment. Wow. I would definitely give this show an A- out of 5.
That's a high rating out of 7
out of however many letters. I would definitely. I mean, it was a lot of great time. It was fun, entertaining. It ran really long,
over like almost a half hour over.
But I was fine with it because as long as it runs half hour over, it's
definitely engaging.
And and a lot of unexpected stuff. Like Ambrose winning was maybe pseudo expected. It was kind of him, Cesaro, and KO that were the main. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 3 that we had predicted, but dude, how about that ending?
As for my rating for the show,
yeah,
I have to say, probably the happiest I am, like the best thing I can say about it,
yeah,
is that there's just a lot of wrestling to watch tonight.
Yeah,
like if you look at the card, they managed to fit a lot of matches on. They all felt like they had a decent length, so I guess I am pretty satisfied with that. Yeah.
We definitely did not get shortchanged on this pay-per-view. There was not a shit ton of promos.
Very little recap. The recaps that they did have mattered and were well produced. It wasn't just, you know, raw recuts. Except the weird, like, pseudo blurring of the edges, like, color shift stuff that they were doing.
That's kind of bizarre.
Like, that was really annoying.
I thought we were missing 3D glasses that were supposed to come with the network subscription for a minute.
Right? Subscription. Like, that was just a very weird, annoying filter.
But overall, great. Super happy. We're gonna have a ton of stuff to watch tomorrow on Raw.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be some fallout. Obviously, we get to see Dean cut his first. Here's my thing is I'm not thinking Dean is just a pure face here. I think he's gonna be a very much like
Austin
lone wolf. Like, I'm just looking out for myself. Like, my two friends have abandoned me. I need to just do this on my own.
I am glad that he didn't cash in on Roman because it leaves it kind of gray what his relationship with Roman's going to be.
Yeah.
Because if he cashed in on Roman, I mean, it could have been interesting, but
Roman is going to like try to like be like, hey, buddy, remember when we were buddies,
and I get a rematch for my title,
and he's gonna be like, just no. Well, no, he does. Well, yeah,
it's confusing,
right? Because technically, he doesn't.
I mean,
because he's not the guy who lost it last.
Yeah, technically, you're entitled to a rematch.
The guy who lost it last is Seth,
right? So Seth is entitled to a rematch.
Yeah, but I mean, Roman didn't get his.
This is gonna be so crazy, and AJ and Cena tomorrow is gonna be freaking nuts.
Oh yeah, the follow, because obviously Cena's aware that he got beat down by the club,
and this is going to be a jam-packed Raw tomorrow.
I bet it's going to be some new faces.
We will be back Thursday night, Friday morning for you guys, our regular time. I doubt that we're going to record anything tomorrow after Raw.
Probably hold off till Smoke Dune.
Yeah, we usually come out Thursday night, Friday morning for you guys with the week in wrestling. There's going to be a ton to talk about this week because Raw is going to be crazy. We're going to go more in depth with this pay-per-view. SmackDown, we'll also talk about all the stuff with Brock Lesnar at UFC 200. He's coming out to his entrance music now. A lot of new stuff coming out about that. Also talking this week about WWE's new development in China. It's definitely upping their profit margins. Their stock has gone up. There's going to be a ton of stuff to talk about this week on Small Package, so make sure you tune in. We'll be up Thursday night, Friday morning. For most of you, Friday morning. I doubt many people will be hearing it when it goes up at like 2 or 3 in the morning on Thursday.
Well, that's Friday morning, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like
semantics
here on Small Package. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I've been Corey Poindexter at CB Poindexter. This is Bob Fekety.
At Bob Fekety, y'all.
Yeah, and you can follow both of us on Twitter at Small Package Pod. That's Small Package Pod, like podcast or the band. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you watch it if you haven't watched the pay-per-view yet. I guess I should have headed off this thing with spoiler alerts. But
well, I think judging by the fact that it's a recap of the pay-per-view, I think we're going to be talking about spoilers. That's
fair enough. Anyway, right,
you don't go looking in a fireplace trying to not get burned.
True that. Anyway, this was an amazing pay-per-view. Happy birthday to me, motherfuckers.
Right. Congrats, your guy won.
I'm so happy. Thank you.
It'll be interesting to see what he does moving forward.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been a Small Package special presentation post Money in the Bank show. Thank you all, and we'll see you this week, Thursday and Friday, here on Small
Package.
God damn it, Bob. Here on Small Package. Close the show.